There's a din not to do melacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So Mechaba starts off with Ha'oisim melacha v'Erev Pesach when Chatzos olamala Ha'yim shamtin oisai. They put him here v'ev shalas is b'chinam asar. Possible that even to do b'chinam is asar. What's the reason for the Issa Malacha on Erev Pesach? Why is the Issa Malacha on Erev Pesach? So the Shmur over here in Sifkat and Alf says, Shuzman Shchitas HaPesach. The Zman of Shchitas HaPesach. Taisvis, the Masech the Pesachim, the Afnun Omer Aleph, brings down from the Yishami, where the Yishami is the question, what's the difference between Erev Pesach and other Yom Tovim? And the Yishami says, because of the Zman of the Pesach, the Akrovis of Pesach was brought during, from Chatzos and onwards. And it explains over there that on the day that you bring a carbon, it's a Yontif. So Frek Taisvis, if so, then every day of the year should be a yantif, and you should never be able to do malacha, because they brought a carbon tamid, which is a carbon of the tziba. So everyone brought a carbon every day, carbon tamid. So Taiz says something interesting. He says, Umshani, that the Yishami answers, Shani tamid, sha'atayroi tziya min akal d'chsiv asafta d'ganecha. The pasiv asafta d'ganecha, that says that you should go out to your field to gather your dugin, is coming to teach you that even though it's a yantif, but still, you should work. That's what he says. He says, and then he goes on, he says, Umashma asam, dividiraisa asura. It's a dindaraisa. That should be also on the day that you if you need a pasiv asaf to the ganecha to teach me I can go out to work, means that b'etzim is iser, and that this is a daraisa dik iser. So that, and then Taisa says something else. Taisa says another point. Says, so that was good bisman when they brought the Karm Pesach, but unfortunately nowadays we don't have Karm Pesach. Vinira, he says, the af bisman azed the leka krova, kim shenesa as asalaylam. Remains asalaylam. So it comes out according to Shita Sataisvis, the reason why there's a Issa Malach on Erev Pesach. It's because the Zman Shechit is a Pesach, even though unfortunately we don't have it nowadays, but it remains Aser. Comes along Rashi over there in Pesachim Daf Nun Amid Aleph, he says a different reason for this Malacha. He says, Kadesh le'tarud b'malacha v'yishkach bi'or chemtzai, so that you're not going to become tarud in Malacha, and forget to do bi'or chomet. Shechit is Pesach, you forget to do Pesach, V'tikon matzah, to prepare the matzah, l'tzarech halayla, the mitzvah l'tzroyach miboidem kidei l'hosev maher. A din that we'll see later on, that there's a specific stress over here, that you should start the Seder right away. And therefore, Erev Pesach is the day for preparations, making the seating arrangements, setting the table, preparing the matzah for the Lel Seder. And if one goes out to work, they won't do that. Says the Bir Halacha, there's a nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? If let's say Pesach comes out Matzei Shabbos, so if Pesach is chal Matzei Shabbos, so then, he says l'fizeh chal Pesach Matzei Shabbos mutam b'malacha me'ikra din ad mincha. Kim the shechitas a pesach hu lemachar b'shabbes. V'Rashi pirish oitam. He brings down Rashi. He says according to Rashi, we'll come out that it's us on Friday. Me on Friday, right? That's what he's saying on Friday. According to Rashi, when are you going to do the preparations on Friday? That's when you tarid and biur chametz and making the matzah and all that. So then we'll come out that there's this malach on Friday, as opposed to Taisus, this man shechita is on Shabbos, right? It's Daicha Shabbos. So that would be an afkamina. Ella deroyed paisim types in tamar yashami v'kein efshadein lahachmir. Okay, so that's the halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is that we take on like the shita of the yashami, which is taisvis of shchitas of Pesach. So in such a case where Pesach comes up on Shabbos, Friday will be matzah b'malacha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch goes on to explain what malachas are included over here that are aser. And basically, the gather is very similar to what's aser. Achol Moed is aser on Erev Pesach, but we're more makel Erev Pesach than Chol Moed. And therefore, haircuts, cutting nails, shaving, little chatchila should be done before chatzais. If one did not shave, they could be makel to shave after chatzais. Cutting nails also, if someone forgot to cut the nails, they could cut after chatzais. Haircut already is brought down that you should not be makel. If you need to, then go to a guy and have a guy give you a haircut. In Yishlaim, there was a minig that says if you start taking a haircut before, you can continue afterwards. So in the barbershop, there'll be many people waiting, of course, last minute people. So he goes, zoop, 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 everyone, like give a zoop. And then everyone started already, and then he can finish off the rest of the day. So if you do get stuck, that's it. And ironing is mutter. The ironing that we do to just strengthen the folds already is mutter. Polishing shoes is mutter. Meikratin, that's mutter. Okay. Sivin tough ayin. Habechayrois misanim berav Pesach. The Bechayrim fast on Erev Pesach. Bein Bechome Av, Bein Bechome Eim. V'yesh Mishayim Meshafil on the cave of Bechayrim Sana v'in HaMinikin. Minik's not like that. Now, the reason for the Minik is based on a Mesech the Seifrim, where the Mesech the Seifrim itself begins with a question, why don't we fast the Chodesh Nisan? And the Mesech the Seifrim says, because on Aleph Nisan was Hukam the Mishkin, and then for the next 12 days, so I made a little mistake last time. The first day is Hukam and Mishkan, then the next 12 days was the carbon of the Nesiim, and it was Yontif each one. V'chein lasid lavai hamikdash libanis b'nisin, as it says. Therefore, we don't say tachlan, we don't fast in Nisan. Ela ha-b'chayrish v'mis'an b'erev Pesach. B'chayrish fast on Erev Pesach. They fast on Erev Pesach. Why do they fast on Erev Pesach? So, we say because it's because the Bechayrim were saved from Makkos Bechayrus. They were saved from Makkos Bechayrus, which is, I just read you some of the Lashonis. The Meiri says, "L'zeicha Makkos Bechayrus v'teshuas Bechayr Yisrael." The Kolbei says, "Ta Makkos Bechayrim l'fishayu koymri avay the zar shalhem." Their priests were Bechayrim. K'fi minig akadim that the avayda by the goyim was with the Bechayrus. There were many of them that were from the sinners. The Rebbeinu Shlom had pity on them. And later on, his mitzvah to be paid to them. So these are different reasons, mainly the same thing, that they were saved from the Makkos Bechayrus, which is interesting. So we fast, right? Instead of, maybe we should make a special party for the Bechayrim, because they were saved. Instead we fast, because at the same time, the Bechayrim lost the Avodah. So at the same time, we're celebrating it, but at the same time, we're also feeling the loss that we had, and we lost the Avodah. But it's, since it is Nisan, and in general, we don't fast the Nisan, so even though this is an exception, but we're more makel in finding a way how you should not have to fast, and therefore going to a Sukkot mitzvah such as a siyum is enough. being part of a siyum, hearing a siyum, being part of a siyum, eating from a siyum, is enough to pati.
That
was a good question. When there was, once upon a time, there was Corona, so the Paiskim were matter over Zoom. My nusach was that if you feel part of the siyum, that let's say it's your brother that's making a siyum, your good friend that's making a siyum, you feel part of it, then that's enough. But other Paiskim were, I think, a little more mekel or a little more machmer, but now, just as a long chew from Moshe, also b'chlau, what do you have to do in order to make a siyum? And he more or less says you have to learn pretty well, understand what you're learning, and then you can make a siyum. He talks about also, can I make a siyum on a chedek and nach? Took a navi. So he talks about that. He says I have to learn with the mefarshim and really understand it. But again, we are more makel here than for sure than in the 90s. We're okay. Simintav ayin aleph. Simintav ayin aleph. Asa lecho pas misha asiru solamala. So us to eat pass from the 10th hour and up. We mean over here to not eat matzah from the 10th hour and above. In order to eat matzah, the te'avin. And then Shulchan Aruch says, but you can eat some peiris, yirokais, but don't fill yourself up on it. Yayin, a small amount of yayin you shouldn't drink, because that fills a person up, but a lot you could drink. Now, the truth is, on Erev Pesach, like we'll see in some days, even matzah, you're not supposed to eat the whole day. Right? Because the Yishami says, someone eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's kibbal resusit be beis chama. Taisus quotes in the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. But that's another issue. Another issue. Some people are not eating matzah ready for Rosh Chodesh, but on Erev Pesach is midina that we don't need matzah. At least matzah that you could be yaitzit with, right? Maybe matzah shiva is muta. So again, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so people don't want to have to eat challah, could eat egg matzah and things like that. But what's negated to us is that towards the end of the day of Erev Pesach, one is not supposed to sit down and fill themselves up on a meal. You could eat some fruit, vegetables, some cheese, meat, things like that. But the idea is to go into the Seder feeling a te'oven, excited and hungry to eat the matzah. In the Rashbam, it's mashma that it's a hidden mitzvah to eat the matzah, feeling like I'm hungry for it. I want to eat it. It's a hidden mitzvah. It makes the mitzvah nicer. There's a Rabbi Nadavid also a mashma like that. It's a hidden mitzvah. Okay, let's start with Tavayim Beis now. Tavayim Beis, like this. Okay, Sif Aleph. Yiyeh Shulchanei Aruch Mi Bayit Yayim. The table should be set away from early in the day. Setting the table means the table should be ready to start the Seder. And whatever is included, putting the pillows out. And if there's any seating arrangements that have to be figured out where everyone's going to sit, should be planned out earlier in the day. And whatever other things need to be prepared. Kidei lechol miyad kishetachshach. Very interesting lashon. In order to eat as soon as it gets dark. I mean, at the Seder we don't eat until much later. So why? And he says here, she mitzvah lemayer lechol. There's a mitzvah to quickly eat. so the tanagis don't fall asleep. So first of all, over here, besides the din that we find by every Shabbos and Yontif, that there's a mitzvah to go home quickly after davening, Ma'ariv, to make Kiddush earlier. We want Kiddush to be the closer possible to the beginning of the Shabbos, because you mean Mekadosh the Yom. But besides that, there's another Indian over here. It should be, that the table should be ready. We should be able, ready to start right away. Racha Shulchan says this is the Inyan B'nei Chayrin. B'nei Chayrin, you come home, the table set, ready to eat. That's B'nei Chayrin, that they have to now start worrying, where's the cups and where's the plates and let's put it down and stuff. It's a feeling of B'nei Chayrin when your table's already set. Zman Rav Koidim Ha'achila, he says, before eating. But what does it mean, L'mar V'lechol? What does that mean? So Mishmur says, Ratzulayma, Lizares Lasis Haseda, Kadishlaishna Tinaikais, Kishiyedu Shalishtoa Harba Ad Hachila. Doesn't mean you're going to be eating right away. Just it means that when the children see, okay, that we're going to get there, it's not being schlepped out, we're going to get to the eating, so then they stay awake. Otherwise, they give up. But look at the Sharetzin. The Sharetzin says something very, very interesting. He says, Rashi explains, we grab the matzah, right? So everyone knows the pshat, chayt v'matzah means stealing the afikoyman. But Rashi says, chayt v'matzah means to eat right away. So he says, it can't mean that. He says, it has to mean like what I explained, that we're not going to eat right away, but we're putting in it, we're showing that we're going to get there, we're into getting to it. Says the Mishmur, what we're talking about, they should be katsu da gada to be able to eat. That's the mitzvah of the night. Doto achilu ha'ikar. Then he says over pshat from the Rashbat. The Rashbat says, means to feed the children. Yeah, give them food. Even though you're not eating, but feed them, give them treats. But like the Mishmur says, be careful not to give them a lot. Because a lot of food may cause them to fall asleep. Then he says a third pshat. He says, the shabbat is the maher lagieli de mitzi matzah. No, it means rush to get the mitzi matzah. Why? Kedesh yish alu atinoy guys lama aich le matzah chshem subin dafka. The lama aich le mara. So the children should ask, why are we eating matzah? Why aseba? Why mara? Ve'in yativ of charisis. Why are you dipping into charisis? Even though the Baal HaGadah was already misakin that the child should ask these questions in the beginning, so why do we have to rush? They asked it already. Says Mishbru Amar Dikazog. Says that which they said Manishtan, because that's what they learned at school to say. But they didn't chap yet what they're asking. But when you actually take out the matzah and the mara and you're leaning, then they can start asking the questions because they want to ask it. And that's the main thing of the night. That's the main thing of the night, is that they should see it with their eyes and ask from, what are you doing? That's what he says. You'll see it, that's what he says here. So, that's the third shah's taka, to be ma'ara, to get to there. They'll ask questions, but then you're going to have to slow down when you answer them. Then you're going to have to say over the whole maggid to answer the questions to them. But those are the pshatim over here. But al kapanim, what we do see from over here is that the Mishmur does not mention in all his pshatim, doesn't say that you should rush in order to eat afikayim before chatzayis. He said three different pshatim. Even though the Mechaba later on does say lizar, maybe their haggadah wasn't as long as our haggadah. So maybe it wasn't a problem. I don't know. But al kapanim, so that's the idea of preparing beforehand, preparing the kara beforehand, and And now there's also any kishetachshach means we don't, we start after tzeis chavim because we don't want to make kiddush earlier. Even though normally you can be mekabel Shabbos earlier, but since the kais of kiddush is part of the dal kaisos, and the dal kaisos is Tosfos talks about it in the beginning with Reb Chaim over there that it's part of the mitzvah of Laila, so we want it to be at night at the time when the time when you eat matzah. So now Sif Beis Yisad the Shulchana Yafa BeKelim Noim Kefi Koychay Be Masad the table nice with nice kelim, nice utensils Kefi Koychay. Set it up in a way that you feel cheres, which is important. As much as we're not used to doing haseba, as much as we don't normally do haseba, and therefore our seba somewhat is like painful sometimes, it can't be like that. At the end of the day, haseba is der cheres. So you got to figure out before Pesach how to do it in a cheresdik way. Set your chair up in a way. Sometimes not enough room, but if you put your chair on a slant, you lean on the table, you lean back like that. So then at least get in a comfortable position. If a pillow helps you, it doesn't help you. Put your feet up. If there's a recliner, say do something that get. It has to be cheres. Can't be avdus. So it says here, prepare yachin makim eshavu sheyoshev aseba derech eretz b'fil ani shein lekarim yeshev asafsel. He has the din of aseba. What's the inyan of kelim noyim derech eretz? A person who's free, he's not eved. He puts out his nice stuff. The others bring down that it's a zecha for when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left berchush gadol. That's why the Maril, the Mishmur brings from the Maril, it's known as Mashkoine Shogoyim. They have mashk from a guy. They took him out and lent money to a guy and left by you a nice mashkin. So even though it's a shayla and chashmishba, if you can use it or not, lel Pesach, you put it out. Because Yotze Baruchosh Gadol, it's a zecha for that. That we had the kelim of the goyim. So Chassam Seifa says once a year the guy's not makbin on it if you use it, but there's argued with that. Kapanim, that's the mitzvah of kelim noyim. There's different mashmaisim in how to do a seba. Rashi does use the lashon shulchan. Like I said. If you have room, and you put your chair on a tilt, and you lean back like this, with your hand on the table, at least for me, it feels comfortable somewhat. So, you could, but again, you may not have room for everyone to do that, but lean into the side. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch continues. Kishu meisiv layate al gaba, you should lean on your back. V'le'al panav, v'le'al yamine al smiley, should be to your left, not to your right. Person could choke. If there's no chil between a left and a righty. Isha eni tzricha seh be'alim keni chashuva. V'chol anash m'shalanu mekri chashuvais. Achle no'gul aseh. Interesting because Ramaz is with the Samach and Rav Yah. What's the Rav Yah? The Rav Yah is talking about men also. Rav Yah says that nowadays not the derech to do aseba, so we don't do aseba. So for men, we don't go with the Rav Yah. B'dieva, we would. If you forget to do aseba, certain times we may go because of the Rav Yah. But the Chatzkid, we don't go with Rav Yah. Women are Samach and Rav Yah. Ben Eitzel Aviv, Tzarech Aseba, Afilu Rabbi Movit. Talmud, the Maisa, if you're a Talmud and you're having the Seder by your Rebbe, so it says over here, Talmud lifnei Rabbi, ain't a tzarach haseba. I feel ain't a Rabbi Muvik. Even if it's not as Rabbi Muvik, Elam ken yitei Rabbi Rishos. So sometimes the Rebbe thinks he's doing you a favor by giving you a Rishos. But fakat, I don't mean to say this way, but could be it's a favor if he says, I'm not giving you a Rishos. So then you can sit back and drink your wine, but really feeling becheras. No? So remember, when you're a Rebbe and your Talmud's by your Seder, tell him, I don't give you a Rishos. Okay. So that's the din of Aseba. Now, the din of Kaisais, so you need a Revius. So, a Revius, halacha l'maaseh, is enough, 2.9 ounces. If someone needs a small share, then maybe a small share, maybe 2.2 ounces is also, 2.9 is a good share. This year, it's Lel Shabbos. So Lel Shabbos is the Shabbos deraisa, so maybe then 4.4 for at least the person who's making Kiddush. But mitzvah dalek kaisa is 2.9 ounces or 3.3, around 3 ounces, which is not that much, right? And one of these plastic cups are, I think, 8 ounces or 6 ounces. It's about half the cup. It's not that much to drink. And the kaisa has to hold the revius. You only need to drink roiv revius. So you don't even have to drink the full 3 ounces. You only have to drink roiv of that, which is really not that much. You don't need to get drunk. But a little high, okay. But the kaisa, now, there's four sheets to see. There's four sheets. There's a din, one sheet that holds revius. One sheet is rave revius. Then you have a sheet of kola kais, and then you have rave kais. Because then dal kaisis. So the best thing is, the Mekayim Ol Shittis, is if you get a small kais, right? Give the children the big kais, and the adults take the small kais. The small kais, which is the share of revius, and you drink the full revius, kol ha-kais, and got everything in there. But la-halacha, it's enough to just drink rav revius, even if it's not rav the kais. What? Now, when drinking it, you should drink it in 2-3 sips, because it should be b'chdei sherevias. Rav Moshe had a chiddush that as long as the cup's still by your mouth, even if you're just sipping it, as long as it's by your mouth, that's enough. Even if it takes you longer.
Is that also for bracha chona?
Yeah. There's a share, the share of a chiddush pras is 3.4 minutes. So some sheet is all that you need to drink within 3.4 minutes. But again, if you can drink in 2-3 sips, that's the best. If not, keep the cup by your mouth and try to work it out that it's within 3.4 minutes. Again, you're not drinking that much.
Drinking has the same shear as Eden?
According to one sheet, though. I started off with the sheet that has a different shear, that's why I said 2-3 sips. That's the kais. Now, remember to do a seva when you're drinking. Okay, we're going to stop here. The item's still here tomorrow. Yeah? I guess maybe we'll continue tomorrow. Okay.